This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the food and agriculture industry are all abuzz over the latest findings in the MAHA report that could lead to recommendations coming in August. While the agriculture industry has several questions about the report, there are also some wins that the pork industry could find in there. We'll talk about those wins and worries coming up next.
Ready to take your farm and your future to new heights? Joining the Iowa Soybean Association as a farmer member helps you see exactly how your checkoff dollars are working, boosting demand and advancing the next generation of research. Become a member or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you'll be entered to win exciting prizes, including a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. Help shape the future of soybeans from the ground up. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Back in May, when I was in Washington, I spoke with Dr. Ashley Johnson, Director of Food Policy from the National Pork Producers Council, and even though we didn't talk about it then because the report hadn't been released on MAHA, she had a feeling that it was going to get interesting. When we caught back up earlier this month, she shared her reactions to the report and started off with a few places where the pork industry could find agreement with Secretary Kennedy and his task force.
This is such an incredibly important report because it's eventually going to actually inform a strategy that's going to come out later this summer. And one of the big buckets that it points to is this nutritional component when it relates to childhood chronic diseases. And, you know, yes, there's a few things we can point to. If we had spoke 6 months ago, which I think we probably did, we were fighting this battle about plant-based, right? I think everybody was going to have to gear up to eat lots of peas, beans, and lentils. And that's kind of been able to go away. We were able to silence a lot of that rhetoric. And, you know, meat's kind of back on the plate, which is good. We absolutely, that's a good win for team pork. But this report really points to whole foods, which is great for fresh cuts. Lard is back, in case anybody wants to know, lard is back. And so those are some really great things to point to because we know pork is healthy.
But a major concern lies with the definition of ultra-processed foods.
And the problem here is that ultra-processed foods, there's no legal definition. And it's very difficult even within, the nutrition community to kind of agree upon these things. And unfortunately, a lot of pork products get lumped into the same category as something like, you know, a chip that you get at the store or a honey bun or something like that. And that just shouldn't be, right? We all know, like, if my kid goes to school tomorrow and he gets the choice of either a pork sausage or a honey bun, those things are not created equal. Any person can see that and understand that. But they're actually being placed in the same category and saying that they're harmful to their health. And it's like, no, this sausage actually does really good things for them. And so that's where we're kind of faced with this huge challenge of being able to separate that out, especially because there's a lot of pork products that rely on, being able to have increased shelf stability, be able to have food additives that help protect food safety. And so we need to make sure to protect that, and especially to make sure it's rooted in science. There's a huge attack on food additives right now that are being brought into this nutritional space when those food additives have been proven safe.
Johnson says a lot of the confusion over lumping bacon and sausage into ultra-processed foods revolves around the use of some additives used to protect the products from bacteria growth, thus extending their shelf life over fresh, raw cuts of pork. You can hear more comments at iowaagnet.com, and we'll have more on this story tomorrow on Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.